Okay, today we're learning Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah, and we are holding at the phrase Ma Shebabar Asur Vashar Mutar. So the second line of the page, the Mishnah had said, whatever's in the bar is Asur, the wine that's still in the wine press is Mutar, meaning it only is eligible to be Yayin Asach once it's in the bar. Amra Funulashar Hichsir Gargusni Legas. That when the Mishnah says that the wine in the press is mutter, even if a guy touches it, that's only if the gargusni, which is the large basket that's tied to the pipe that brings the wine from the gas into the bar, when the wine passes through it, it strains through this basket. So if after the straining you take it out and you don't put that basket back in the gas, then the wine in the gas is not going to become usher from a guy touching it. Aval, but if after the guy touches the wine that's in the bar, Hechzir gargusni legas, you then take that basket and put it into the gas, into the press, aser, then the drops of wine that are on that basket are going to aser all the wine that's actually in the gas itself. So the Gemara wants to prove from Rav Huna that there's a mashke that is nitzok, that flows from a higher elevation to a lower place, is considered a chibur. It's considered to be connected. It's considered to be a legitimate connection between the upper liquid and the lower liquid, the place where it's flowing from and the place where it's flowing to. So gargusne gufe b'maykam mitasra. Well, how does the wine that's in that basket or that's dripping from that basket become usher in the first place? Benitzok. It must be because it's flowing straight down into the bar, so it's a connector between the bar and the gargusni. So shemamina nitzok chibur. So you see from there that nitzok is a chibur, that when liquid is flowing down, it actually connects things. Kidetani Rabbi Chia, like Rabbi Chia taught in the Brisa, it says in the Mishnah that if a Jew pours yayin from his own cup to a guy's kli, the wine becomes the wine that's in the Jew's kli that he's pouring from becomes aser. It's not because nitzok is chibur, but rather shepasachto tzolo she, what is it? Shepasachato tzolo chiso. That the wine in the guy's kli goes up over the edges of the kli and actually mixes with the wine that's in the Jew's funnel that he's pouring through. So hachanami shebchasto baro. So over here also we could say that we're talking about the wine in the bar has a backlog and it goes into that basket, and that's why the basket is aser. So just because we say, so let's make this main point, the fact that the wine in the basket that's attached to the pipe is assumed to be aser may not be because nitzok is chibur. It may just be because the wine in the bar is backlogging into the basket, and therefore the wine in the basket has already been in the bar. That's why it's aser. So now the Gemara brings a discussion about being dorech anavim, crushing grapes together with a guy, whether we have to aser that because we're concerned that while the guy is crushing the grapes with his feet, he's having kavanah to be menasech. Hahu yenuka, there was a child, ditana avodas kochavim, that was learning mesachas avodah zara, b'shishni, and he was 6 years old. Bomine mahu lidroch ima ovid chavim begas. So the Bnei Yeshiva asked him, what's the halacha? They were giving him bechina. Are you allowed to press wine with an ovid chavim in the wine press and get paid for it? Is the wine and the gas going to be aser b'hana'ah and therefore you can't get paid for it? Or do we say no, that the wine and the gas is mutar b'hana'ah, so there's no problem getting paid for participating in the pressing of such wine? Amr lehu, dorchin im ovid chavim begas. The child said, yeah, you're allowed to do it. It's no problem of nisuch. We're not worried about yayin nesach, and therefore there's no problem of getting hana'ah. Aiva kamenasech biyadeh. So they challenged him. They said, but at the time that he's crushing the grapes, the guy might be menasech yayin with his hands. And we said in previously in the Daf Nun Hem Beis that according to Rav Huna, yayin that's made yayin nesach is already when it starts to be nimshach in the gas itself. So you shouldn't be allowed to do it because you're getting paid for nisr hana'ah. So says Mar Tziar Nululiyad. No, you don't have to worry that he's being menasech with his hands. We're talking about a case where his hands are tied. Aiva ka menasech beregel, but isn't he able to be menasech with his feet, that while he's crushing the grapes with his feet, he's squeezing the wine out of them, and he could have kavana l'shem nisuch. So how could you be dorech together with him? Nisuch deregel, l'shem nisuch. No, nisuch that's done with the feet is not really called nisuch. So Gemara brings a maisa where we allow yayin because nisuch beregel is not called nisuch. Ahu uvda dava bin harda'a. There was a maisa that happened in a place called Nahardah in Bavel. Dorshu Yisrael vavid chavim. Didashu rather, Yisrael vavichavim lahu chamra, v'shayi Shmuel tasa rigli, that a Jew and a non-Jew were both crushing the wine together, and Shmuel held back his psak din for three regalim, which was Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, where everyone would be able to get together, the Chum would be able to get together and discuss the halacha, because they weren't sure. Meaning that's how big a shiloh this was, that it needed to be contemplated and discussed amongst the great scholars for a long time. My taima, what halacha was he not sure about, that he didn't want to pask in the din until he had three regalim to mull it over and to discuss it with colleagues? If you want to say that he was thinking that if he finds a Tana that holds like Rabbi Nassan, who thinks that when a guy touches wine, it asers it, even if he didn't do any maisa nisuch with it, even if he was not meshach sheikh, he didn't shake it or move it in any way. So Shmuel was thinking, I will aser it even bahana'a, but where do we find that Rabbi Nassan holds such a thing? Tanya, because the Brisa tells us, Midada, if an Ovid Chavim measures a Jew's wine, Bein Biyad, Bein Beregel, by sticking his hand in or by sticking his foot in to measure the height of it, Yimacher, you can sell that wine to Goyim, it's Mutter Bahana'a, because he was not doing any Nisuch. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Biyad Osir, Beregel Mutter. If he was doing it with his hand, it's Osir Bahana'a, and you're not allowed to sell it, but if he was measuring it with his foot, it's Mutter Bahana'a. So the Gemara says, that can't be what was bothering Shmuel. Emer damar Rabbi Nassan, biyad, beregel niyamar. Here Rabbi Nassan only said, biyad is going to be a problem, that if the guy just touches it without shaking it around, it's going to be a problem. But beregel, he never said that it's going to be asur bana, so the wine would be mutter if it's done beregel. So even if you hold like Rabbi Nassan, he should not asur this wine, bahana'a, when a Jew and an Ovid Chavim together were dorich the wine, ela di mashkach natana de shari krebi shimon, No, what he was waiting on the psak for was if he was going to find someone who holds like Rabbi Shimon, that Mago Ovid Chavim, that when a guy touches wine without kavana, he doesn't even ask for it b'shtia, because he has no kavana to be menaseich. So he was waiting to see if there are people that hold like Rabbi Shimon, and then he too would have paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So the second main point over here is that when an Ovid Chavim is dorech, when an Ovid Chavim presses wine or crushes grapes with his feet, we assume that that does not make a yayin nesach, that there's a difference between hand and feet. If he does it with his hand, we are concerned, but if he does it with his feet, we are not choshesh mishom yayin nesach. Okay, we'll stop there, and next time, we'll learn daf nun zayin amud aleph.